It's New Year's Eve, so let's throw a little party. What? You say everything's closed and it's too late and I don't have anything. Well, never fear. Here in our resident chef, Kathy Gunst is here with ideas for nibbles, quick to make, and oh, they look delicious. And Kathy, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Can you believe it?
No, no.
A whole year. No. Another year.
Look, you actually have a book that I have at home and I clutch at times like this. Relax, Company's Coming.
Yeah, that's an oldie but a goodie.
Yeah, and so you're into this kind of, you know, don't bother when you entertain. Don't get so upset. Relax. How?
How? Well, planning, but it's kind of tight with New Year's Eve. But some of these things you can run to one store.
Yep.
All right, you start with the cheese plate because that is something that's an easy go-to.
Right.
So you got a bunch of cheeses around, or you go to your favorite store and you buy four or five great cheeses, some hard cheese, soft cheese. So what do you do other than stick them on a plate, put some crackers out? How do you kind of up your game?
Yeah, up my Triscuits and cheese
up
plate.
Up your
will
Triscuits,
you
Robin. It's going to be 2019. Pull out all the stops.
Okay.
So I was thinking about it the other day, and I had two pears sitting on my counter. Mm-hmm. And as so often happens, I thought, pears are sweet. They are juicy. What if I made a quick pear relish by sauteing the pears with cinnamon and olive oil and a little butter and maple syrup? This is the 10-minute condiment that you need on your cheese plate right now.
It's amazing.
I also have Marcona almonds, which are just salty, and they're cooked in olive oil from Spain, and they add a great crunch and texture next to creamy cheeses, bunch of different crackers, different breads, dried apricots, nuts, right? A good crunchy crostini with those rich, rich cheeses. And if you want, I will put a recipe on for a way to present the nuts where you add maple syrup so it will kind of play up this pear relish, and you're going to have the most dazzling cheese board. You do want it.
Yeah.
Okay, so we got that. Next, this is the one you have to go out to the store for.
Okay.
Fresh oysters.
Yeah.
It's New Year's Eve. A lot of people splurge on caviar and champagne. I say get an oyster. I live in Maine. These are Pemaquid oysters. If you don't know how to open an oyster, you can still do this. Ask your fish store to open the oysters for you. But here's the catch.
Mm-hmm.
Please save all the juices.
Yes.
So what you're going to do is have them open the oysters, or you're going to open them.
Shuck them for me.
Shuck, baby, shuck. And then you're going to saute some baby spinach with garlic and heavy cream. You're going to fill the bottom of your empty oyster shell with the spinach. You're going to top it with that beautiful fresh oyster, some of the oyster liquor. We call it the juices. And then you're going to top it with a tiny touch of panko breadcrumbs and Parmesan cheese. Throw it under the broiler for less than a minute, and you have heaven in a shell.
It's good luck.
Oysters
are good luck on the new year. Yep.
Well, I must have known that because, boy, it is exactly what I want to eat on New Year's Eve.
Wonderful.
And, you know, if you have two or three of these a person, you're going to be super happy. If you have more, you'll be happier.
Is this like Oysters Rockefeller?
It is my version of Oysters Rockefeller. Mm. That's exactly right. Then, while you're at the fish store, okay, you're going to buy some crab meat. Even if it's frozen, it's absolutely fine. And you're going to make these tiny little bite-sized crab cakes, which are filled with lime zest, lime juice, and fresh ginger. So even if you're working with frozen crab meat, it's still going to just ring out with these fresh, wonderful flavors, right? And then I thought, okay, a sauce, a lime wedge, sure, we could stop there, but why? So I took some sour cream, I added more lime zest, more lime juice, and fresh ginger, and you have a 2-minute sauce. You can make these crab cakes now, hold them up, pop them in the oven 5 minutes before you're ready to eat.
Wow, there's a lot of lime, which I'm loving.
It's very limey, a nice bubbly Prosecco or champagne with that. And
you're gonna
feel the holiday.
Yep, fabulous. Okay, so just some other tips for something you could just pull together for a snack.
Maybe you have some smoked salmon or smoked trout or smoked anything on a cracker with some cream cheese or goat cheese. Chop up some red onions and capers. Quick, elegant, 2-minute hors d'oeuvre. Let's see what else you could do. You could take a fig, even a dry fig that you got at the supermarket, stuff that with goat cheese and drizzle balsamic vinegar on it.
Oh, man.
Simple, simple, simple. You could take some cherry tomatoes, roast them very slowly for about an hour at 250, and then make some toast. Put some ricotta cheese on it, top it with these slow roasted tomatoes, maybe a sprinkling of green basil, and you've got the holiday on a piece of toast. You could spice some olives. I say this, I've said it all year, and today is a day to say it again. It's about looking into the eyes of people you love and sharing fresh, simple food. Mm. There's no better way to kind of reflect on the year and look ahead.
Yeah. Kathy, the other thing you could do is invite Kathy Gunn.
There you go. I'll bring it all.
Just fabulous. Well, you have brought it all year and will continue to. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Robin. Happy New Year to you.
Same to you.